In continuing our teaching, Jesus, our scapegoat. We pointed out last time how Jesus would bear our sins in his body, just as that goat carried the sins of the nation of Israel. But Jesus, our scapegoat, would carry the sins of the world. The scope now gets bigger. And then we brought out number two, how Jesus would die for the sins he was bearing in his body. Jesus did nothing wrong, who knew no sin, neither was gall found in his mouth. Yet he bore the sins of the world in his body. Jesus, our scapegoat. Listen, in Leviticus 16, verses 22, and the goat shall bear upon him. Note that the goat has taken upon him all of the sins and the iniquities of the people into a land where no humans live. Look at Jesus, our scapegoat, bearing the sin of the world upon his shoulder, in his body, going from Jerusalem to a land no humans live, there to pay for the sins he's bearing, yet they're not his, they're ours. Watch this. And he shall let go the goat into the wilderness. Let me bring out some points here. Jesus, our scapegoat. This land that was not inhabited was in Moriah. Because if you remember in Genesis 22, verses 2, when God told Abraham to take Isaac his son into the land of Moriah and offer him upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee of. I want you to see the accuracy of the word of God. What God told Abraham, once you get to the land of Moriah, once you get there, I will show you what mountain that's in the land you ought to take Isaac, your son, and offer him upon. Another place uninhabited by humans. So this goat was taken to a land no humans lived in. This goat was led by a fit man. And this fit man was Simon, coming out of Cyrene. Nothing is in the Bible just to be put there, as I brought out last time in part one of this teaching. Jesus, our scapegoat. Now let me give you some points about this scapegoat. Number one, this scapegoat, number one, bore the sins of the people in his body. Isaiah 53 and 4. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body. Number two, this scapegoat was sacrificed for the people. Jesus sacrificed his life for mankind. Number three, this scapegoat was killed. Jesus was crucified for us. Note something I brought out in part one of this teaching. There was two goats. One goat stayed alive. One goat was put to death. And combining both of these goats is showing one particular incident. Jesus bearing our sins, Jesus being crucified, dying, being buried, and rising again. Let me repeat that. These two goats, both of them combined, showed one event. Jesus bearing man's sins first. Then Jesus going to the cross, a land uninhabited, dying, paying man's sin debt, being buried, and rising again. So this scapegoat was killed. Jesus was crucified for us. Number four, the blood of this goat was brought into the veil. Jesus' blood, get this, when Jesus rose, the blood he shed, according to Hebrews 9:24, He appeared in the presence of God for us. Why did he appear? With his own blood. Number five. Jesus was the scapegoat. He went into a land not inhabited. Jesus went to Mount Calvary. Number six, this scapegoat. Was sent away by a fit man into a land. Simon, coming out of Cyrene, was the fit man who was to actually go behind Jesus, more or less, or help him to get to the place in which he was to be crucified. Then you hear nothing else about the fit man in Leviticus. Even in Luke, you hear nothing else about Simon, who came out of Cyrene, after they compel him to bear the cross after Jesus. Jesus, our scapegoat. Listen. No one was allowed to go with this goat. No one. This fit man, in Leviticus 16:22, and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he, this fit man, shall let go the goat into the wilderness. But this fit man cannot follow the goat. No one could have went with Jesus to the cross. Nobody. Because why? What we're reading in Leviticus was a shadow of something the Holy Spirit was showing us that was to take place hundreds of years in the future. Now Jesus, God's Lamb, according to Genesis 22:8, that Abraham told Isaac God would provide himself a lamb. This scapegoat now bears in his body the sins of the people. Jesus bears in his body the sins of mankind. He goes into a land uninhabited. Jesus goes to Mount Calvary, a place where no humans lived. I hope you're getting this picture. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. His blood washed it whiter than snow. No one was allowed to go with this goat, showing us how that Jesus would have to go to Calvary alone. How Jesus would bear our sins in his body alone. How Jesus would be forsaken, even by his Father, when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was forsaken by his Father so that we can be forgiven. Note something. Jesus alone had to endure the pain. Nobody could have suffered or experienced what he went through with him. He had to do it by himself. The pictures in Leviticus, this scapegoat had to undergo all of this. Number one, he's bearing the sins of the people. Number two, this scapegoat is now taking the sins of the people away from them. Don't you see Jesus, our scapegoat? How he bore our sins in his body? Don't you see how Jesus now took our sins away? And now we see how Jesus is being nailed to the cross. He's now dying to pay our sin debt. Because if the wages of sin is death, we already was dead. Now Jesus is paying the price so that we can now live. Glory to God. Jesus, our scapegoat. And listen, you may be listening to this message on today. And you may be trying to figure out what are you hearing. To make it plain to you, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ, God's Son, took your place. He sacrificed his life so that you might have life. What I read to you in Leviticus was a picture of what Jesus, God's Son, was going to do for mankind. This goat, as I read to you in Leviticus, bore the sins of the nation of Israel. But my friend Jesus Christ bore the sin of the world. And you was included, my brother. You was included, my sister. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Jesus says to you, my friend, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus is your scapegoat, my friend. Jesus bore your sins in his body. And Jesus paid the sin debt, so that sin will not be your ruin. But now what must you do to escape the judgment or the penalty for sin? And that's to surrender your life to Jesus. My friend, if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I repeat, if he's not your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, why not do it today, my friend? Mary cannot save you. Church membership cannot save you. Water baptism cannot save you. Shaking the preacher's hand cannot save you. Only Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If you're willing to give your life to Jesus Christ, my friend, because unless Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, you will die and go to the lake of fire. But it's not his will that you perish, but that you come to repentance. If you're willing to surrender now, my friend, stop what you're doing and bow your head and repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. You died. You was buried. And you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for being my scapegoat. I thank you for bearing my sins in your body. And I thank you for paying my sin debt. I thank you and I bless you now in Jesus' name. Jesus, our scapegoat.